Thank you for taking the time to share in Truth Infusion Ministries. Support for this radio program comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about David Markham and the Truth Infusion team at www.truthinfusion.com.
Today on Truth Infusion Radio, we are excited to introduce a great friend to our ministry, pastor and evangelist Steve Parrish. We invite you to join with Brother Parrish as he preaches a sermon today entitled, From Canaan Land to a Caveman.
The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth. Hello, truth seekers. My name is Corey Callicutt, and welcome to Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries. It is our prayer that in the next 30 minutes, God Himself will infuse life-giving truth into your heart. With that in mind, here's Pastor David Markham with this week's infusion of the truth.
I just feel like I need to remind you tonight that as sure as God is blessing, I'm not so far removed from realizing that if God is blessing, then the devil is battling. And I think every Christian here tonight, every church here tonight, knows what it is to maybe be going through things, dealing with things that you realize is a satanic attack, and that the devil's trying to do to take back ground or to cause you to lose ground that maybe God has let you gain some ground in. And it doesn't take long to get in a mess, amen. And in Genesis chapter 12, we find a man who's in a mess. Genesis chapter 12, and in verse number 1, if you found your way there, say amen. Amen. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Boy, that ought to be on every congressional building in Washington, D.C. right there. For anybody that's making any policy for this nation better remember, boy, those who love Israel, God will bless. Amen. Those who stand with Israel, God will bless. Verse number 4, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son. Really want to focus in on this man Lot, or the nephew of Abram. Abram took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. I want you to notice now where Lot is calling home. He's calling Canaan land home. Now turn over to chapter 19, if you will. Chapter 19 and verse number 30. Chapter 19 and verse number 30. Now when we met Lot, he's with his uncle Abraham, and he's there dwelling in Canaan land. Chapter 19, verse number 30, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. I want to preach on this thought tonight, from Canaan land to a caveman. From Canaan land to a caveman. How in the world could this have happened in a man's life? How could a man have went from such a place of blessing to such a barren place? The word cave right here actually translates, he's living in a hole. Can I get a witness from anybody in the tabernacle tonight that ever got in a hole? Amen. I mean, found yourself and not even realizing maybe how you ended up in a place such as that. How could this have happened? To a man that had such promise, to a man that had such potential, and I believe God's got a word for the church tonight, the body of Christ tonight. I believe God wants me to bring this warning tonight. If Lot ended up in a cave, I can end up in a cave. If Lot ended in a cave, you could end up in a cave. Preacher, how do you go from Canaan land to a cave man? Well, go back to chapter number 13, and I've got just two or three thoughts that I want to give you tonight. And then, boy, I just pray if maybe there's somebody here tonight, you're on dangerous ground. Now, I don't know about you, but I thank God for these days He's given us. I thank God for this ground He's gathered us on. As sure as they were in their Canaan land, boy, I feel like tonight I'm on God's ground. Amen. I'm on Canaan land as close as I can get on this side of glory. Man, I tell you, I'm in my element, amen. Now, I find myself from time to time at places I just don't fit in. But I tell you what, every time I come under this tabernacle, I know I'm where I can get some help, amen. But I'm telling you right now, it's not hard to go from Canaan land to a caveman. May very well be tonight there's a caveman in our presence. May be one here gathered that the Lord's brought this way tonight. This may be true of you as it was of Lot. Preacher, I didn't see it coming. I don't even really realize how it happened. But my life has gone from a Canaan land to I'm now a caveman. Well, maybe what we see in Lot's life will be an encouragement to you tonight. But maybe what we see in Lot's life will keep somebody here from going from Canaan land to a caveman. How do you end up there, Brother Steve? How do you end up in a cave? Well, I believe the first thing that we find in Lot's life that brought him from Canaan land to a cave land, Genesis chapter 13, verses number 10 and 11, let me say he walked away from the people of God. If you want to go from Canaan land to a cave man, you can count on her, honey. If you walk away from the people that God has placed in your life to be a help to you, then you're setting yourself up for failure. How could a man have done this, Brother Steve? Well, look at verse number 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as, underline that in your Bible, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. How do you go from Canaan land to a caveman? It'll start in your life like it started in Lot's life when you walk away from the people of God. Lot was in good company, but before he knew it, he done got in bad company. Why, preacher? Because what we find in verse number 10, it says he lifted up his eyes and he beheld. In other words, he not only looked on that land, he began to lust for that land, and some work began in his heart. When his eyes looked on it, it wasn't long till his feet followed. Amen. Why saying, Brother Steve, you better watch what you expose yourself to and what you look on, because where your eyes look, it won't take long till your feet follow. And before you know it, you'll go from Canaan land to a caveman. Oh, why, preacher? Oh, I just believe Lot got tired. He got tired of his uncle Abraham. If you read after Abraham, you find Abraham, you found an altar, amen. I'm talking about when Abraham stopped, he built an altar. Oh, what it would do for the body of God, for the family of Christ, if we'd get back in the altar building business, amen. I mean, we wouldn't make a step. We wouldn't make a move. We wouldn't make a decision till we came to the place of building an altar in our life. I looked up altar in the Webster's Dictionary, A-L-T-A-R, and Mr. Webster said it was a place of sacrifice, a place where something dies, amen, a place that you raise up, a worship to God. What are you saying, preacher? Hey, every time you build an altar, you'll meet God there, and God will show you something that needs to go out so he can put something in. Thank God for the altar. But oh, Mr. Webster, he was helping me and he didn't even know it. Right after A-L-T-A-R, the next word's A-L-T-E-R. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? You can go from God's altar to an altar in your life. Amen. It will change how you live. Oh, Lot got tired of his Uncle Abraham's altars. He got tired of his Uncle Abraham's worship. I believe every time Lot looked around, oh, Uncle Abraham was saying, let's go to church, man. Let's go to church. It says he was a family priest. He was a family preacher. Do you ever get tired of seeing your preacher? Do you ever get tired of going to church? Do you ever say, oh, my, we got to go back to church? I'm telling you, they some 103-year-old saints of God, they'd give anything if they could come back to church. Hey, some nursing homes full of folk. They'd give anything if they could come back to church. Oh, no, if you ever get to where you dread being with the family of God, at the house of God, you better stop and build you an altar. You on dangerous ground. You getting ready to leave Canaan land and turn into a caveman. Why? Because you'll be ready to walk away from the people of God. He didn't like his Uncle Abraham's altar. He didn't like his worship. He didn't like his face. So what did he do? He started looking in other places. And when he looked, it said that he chose. Lot was at a good place, but he wasn't satisfied. Boy, Sodom and Gomorrah, the plains of Sodom, they looked so good to him. And I'm going to tell you about the devil. He's always looking for somebody that he can lead out of Canaan land and turn them into a caveman. And the way he'll always do it, he's a liar, he's a loser, and he's limited. He deals in the counterfeit. Amen. What did it say? It said that he looked on the plains of Sodom, and it said they were even as the Garden of the Lord. Now, even as is not as. That means hey, it was even as. In other words, the devil had tried to take this place and make it look like it was good as God's place. He had no doubt had the people that he made a lot think that they were as good as Abraham's people. What are you saying, preacher? Verse number 11 said, then Lot chose. You better think before you choose. You better look before you leave. How do you end up in a cave? Just walk off from the people God has placed in your life. I'm telling you tonight, I thank God for the family that he's given me. I thank God for the friends that he's given me. I thank God for the brethren and the sistern that he's given me. You watch who you spend your time with. The devil will have some counterfeit folk in your life that he wants you to trade the family of God for those of this world. And what will they do? They'll lead you from Canaan land to a caveman. Think about the preachers God's put in your life. Y'all preacher poor in this part of the country. Amen. Everywhere you go, you see a preacher. Man, you guys coming out of the motel. We was getting on the elevator tonight. And I was standing there in my suit and my Bible. And a man got off. He said, hey, how are you? And Mindy said, she said, boy, they used to seeing preachers around here. Amen. They don't even think nothing about it. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God for the men of God that he's placed in your life. And boy, the Christians that he's placed around you. And boy, thank God for Canaan land where the people of God dwell at. But I'm going to tell you what, don't ever take them for granted. Don't ever take for granted time you get to spend around them. Do you know an advantage is only advantage? The only way it is an advantage is if you make use of it. Now, if you don't make use of it, it's not an advantage. If I was going to go over there and fight old Brother Mike, and somebody got to me and said, now, he got a bad left knee. Now, if me and him's going to fight, and if I know he's got a bad left knee, you know what I need to do? I need to kick him in the left knee, amen. But if I don't kick him in the left knee, you know what? I've not taken advantage. I hadn't made an advantage out of it. I just made like it wasn't even there. What are you saying, preacher? Hey, thank God for the people he's put in your life to be an advantage to you. Those that are there that encourage you and exhort you. And boy, just want you to go on and dwell in Canaan land. Watch who you walk off from. Watch who you leave them for. Watch where you go. If you walk away away from the God-fearing people that he has given you, before you know it, you'll go from Canaan land to a caveman. And you better hear this preacher, honey. If you hadn't left the people, don't leave, because you don't want what comes with the cave. Preacher, how do you end up living in a cave? Well, I believe in Lot's life, it happened when he walked away from the people of God. But then let me say, I believe that was followed by when he became willing to compromise with the wicked of this world. What does verse number 12 say? Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Notice that now, he pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. So here Lot is. He's separated from his uncle Abraham. He's walked off from the people of God. He's began his journey now. No doubt when he left Canaan land, he had no idea he was going to end up a caveman. But if the devil can ever get you to take that first step away from the people of God, then there'll always be something that goes along with that. That'll be a willingness to compromise with the wicked of this world. He's walked away from God's people. Now he's living on the plain of Sodom, but let me say that won't be for long. The devil is never satisfied with you on the plains of Sodom. His ulterior motive is for you to be in Sodom. How you know that, preacher? Because my Bible tells me so. Go to chapter 19 and verse number 1. Chapter 19 and verse number 1. Now, when this journey begins from Canaan land to a caveman, it started so simple as just getting away from Uncle Abraham. He walked away from the people of God. And when we left him there in chapter 13, he had pinched his tents towards Sodom. But now look at verse number 1 of chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Uh-oh. Now, when we last left him, he was just looking at Sodom. But now he's in Sodom. He sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Picture here what we see that has taken place, what's transpired in Lot's life. What happened when he left his uncle Abraham? There had been a strife between them. Lot had so many herds. Abraham had so many herds. And Lot, he wanted to go to the plains of Sodom. Why? Because he wanted to be number one. He wanted to be the biggest rancher in the land. He wanted to have more cows and goats and camels than his uncle Abraham. He wanted to be number one. So when he left with that intention in his heart, and he was going to be satisfied just to look towards Sodom. But you know what? When the devil gets in it, when you get out of your place and you set yourself up for failure, when one domino falls, another to fall, and another to fall, and another to fall. So when he walked off from God, he was looking towards Sodom. Now he's in Sodom. And when it says he's sitting in the gate of Sodom, that's a picture of a city official. Are you kidding me? Lot has done run for alderman in Sodom and got elected. I'm talking about going from Canaan land to a caveman. How could this be? How could his plans have changed so much? Honey, you get out of your place. You get to running with the wrong bunch. You find yourself where you never meant to be. And before you know it, you'll begin to deal with the wicked world. You'll begin to compromise. You'll begin to have conversation with them. How do you end up living in a cave, preacher? You just begin to have you some conversation with a wicked world. Who you do business with, those the enemy replaces with those that you left. And no doubt compromise cost him. It cost him his testimony. It cost him his values. He's ready to offer his daughters later on in this chapter. It ends up costing him his whole family. He's got some daughters married to some men of Sodom. When they go to tell him that judgment's coming, they laugh at him. What are you saying, preacher? I wonder tonight, what kind of conversations are you having? Because if you ain't careful, if you're conversing with the wicked, if the wicked is who you're spending your time getting your counsel from and getting your directions from, before you know it, it can be from Canaan land to a caveman, and you won't even realize how it happened. The devil is subtle. We live in a day where we carry these phones in our hands. And they tell us that they connect us to the world. But they disconnect us from heaven's world. Why? Because the conversation and, boy, these places that we find ourselves in when we begin to compromise and when we go from, boy, Canaan land till we find ourselves a caveman. To think about it now, to go from counsel with a friend of God and his uncle Abraham to now he's sitting in the gate of Sodom and he's getting counsel from wicked men. Preacher, how can I end up in a mess? Oh, if you ever walk away from God's people, the devil will have somebody there waiting on you. And you may not mean to, but before you know it, it ain't hard to get elected mayor in Sodom. Amen. I'm talking about go from Canaan land to a caveman. It'll start when you walk away from the people of God. It'll continue when you're willing to compromise with the wicked. But then maybe where we are in our day, more than we see anymore, it's when you won't respond to the warning of God. In Genesis chapter 19, look over at verse number 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife, upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Could God have sent any plainer a word? Could he have sent any simpler a word? Could he have made it any plainer on how they were supposed to escape judgment? How they were supposed to get back to the place of being in God's will for their life? I mean, heaven had a message for them. Heaven had a word for them. And I tell you, here all week long, boy, heaven has sent us a word. And he's had a message for us. And the Holy Spirit has fell on this place, and it's been so plain, and it's been so simple. And God has walked us through His Word just as simple as He spoke to them that night. He's speaking to us tonight. And I can't believe the reply that you find when God sends a man a word. Now here's these angels, all that Lot has done seen. And you take time and read what all went on in chapter 19. And so now he gets the plan on how to get back in the will of God. God sent him away. He's done sent him some messengers and a message. And what does Lot do? Look at verse number 18. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Are you kidding me? You're at a place where the judgment of God is fixing to fall. And God sends you the way out. He sends you the means out. He sends you the message on how to get out. It's laid out for you. And it comes time to go. And you look at them and say, Oh no, Lord, that ain't the way I want to do it. Say, Brother Steve, that's crazy. You know what? We living in a crazy day. I'm talking about every time a man of God will stand up and give the word of God, he'll give heaven's message for what God's got for a people and for where they are. And as sure as Lot said, oh no, we're living in an oh no day. Amen. When people say, preach all you want, sing all you want, warn me all you want, I'm going to have it my way and not your way. I'm telling you tonight, if that's where you are, you on shaky ground, honey, it won't be Canaan land, but it'll be a caveman for you. When you get ready to turn a deaf ear toward the message of God. How do you go to living in a cave, Brother Steve? Well, you just disobey the warning and the words of God. Here God sends Lot the messengers with a message. Judgment is coming. And what's Lot's response? He doesn't respond to the warning of God. As a matter of fact, he rebels against the warning of God. He says, "Oh, not so, my Lord." Look at verse 19. "If you ever thought you knew better than the Lord knew, behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. Thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." Boy, some folks just don't get it. Amen. God says, "Lot, you found grace. You got an uncle named Abraham that even though you walked away from him, even though you've been dealing with wicked men, son, he prayed for you. Amen. He stood in the gap for you. He made a plea to you, to my son. And he said, if you find 10 righteous, will you spare them, Lord?" He said he went to bat for you, Lot, and you found grace because another one prayed for you. You didn't have sense enough to pray for yourself. Hey, was somebody who was praying for you. Said, "Lot, he's got a hold of me, and now I'm getting a hold of you, and I'm telling you, head for the mountain, son. Go to the mountain." Lot said, "I don't want to go to the mountain. I want to go to the city. And that'll be all right, because it's just a little city. Now, Lord, you figuring to blow up a big city. And God, I ain't interested on the big city that's going to blow up. I just want in the little city where I can continue to grow up." Amen. Hey, some folk just got a t-shirt that says, "I'm stupid." Amen. I'm talking about the rule of first mention. Amen. I'm talking about you want to see the first hard-headed, stubborn man who, when God came and said, "It's got to be this way, you found grace, but if you want to stay in grace, you got to do it my way, you better head for the mountain." What are you saying, preacher? For 2,000 years, we've been pointing men and women and boys and girls to the mountain just outside the city of Jerusalem, where the blood work was done, where sin's debt was paid. And we say, "You better go to the mountain. Go to the mountain where still reigns a fountain." Amen. It's covered in crimson with Calvary's flow. Go to the mountain. Judgment's coming. And men say, "No, I'd rather go to the city. But it's just a little city." The devil always have you a little city.
Well, that wraps up this week's Truth Infusion with Pastor David Markham. If you missed out on any part of this week's message, or if you know of someone that would benefit from today's word of truth, simply visit us at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. On our radio ministry page, you're free to stream the program of your choice to your computer or mobile device. While you're on the website, you can find out more about Truth Infusion Ministries, get information about upcoming events that may be taking place in your area, or sign up for our free internet newsletter. Truth Infusion is a listener-supported radio program and is furnished by Truth Infusion Ministries. To send us any questions or comments, or if you'd like to make a donation by mail, write to Truth Infusion Ministries, P.O. Box 637, Redwater, Texas 75573, or email us at truthinfusion@gmail.com. I'm Corey Callicott. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to tune in next week for more solid biblical insight. And until then, keep seeking the truth.